jobs. And here's what's money tonight. One of America's biggest cities in gridlock. Union workers on strike create an absolute nightmare in San Francisco. It could spread to even more cities. We're going to explain why. Plus, her love may not cost a thing, but will serenading a tyrant cost J-Lo her reputation? Jennifer Lopez is the latest celebrity getting big bucks to hang out with a dictator. Was it worth the money? And who made money today? Investors in a tech company. Some had left for dead. Stay tuned to find out who it is. Even when they say it's not, it's always about money. Boy, you think you had a tough commute today. Commuters in San Francisco were expected to face the largest traffic jams since 1997 today. Two of the city's biggest unions went on strike, halting train service for the first time in 13 years. The transit strike derailed close to 500,000 riders. It is the country's fifth largest rail system. So what other cities could be paralyzed by unions? At least four, right, if that's the fifth largest? And is yours one of them? With me now are transportation expert and author Adrian Moore and Heritage Foundation's labor policy analyst James Shirk. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming on the show. James, let me start with you. I was interested in sort of drilling down right away on what their demands were. They want a 5% increase in pay every year for the next 3 years, which may or may not sound like a lot of money to people out there, but if you look at what everyone else is making, private industry workers, in 2013, they saw their salaries increase by 1.7%, less than 2%. If you look at state and local government workers across the country, they saw a 1% increase. So why do these folks think that they can turn an entire city upside down because they want so much more?
Well, the reason is because they have the power to turn the city upside down. The average worker in the metro system there makes $80,000 a year in cash pay and another $50,000 a year in benefits.
That's a lot.
Average compensation of $130,000. And what they're saying is they want a 15% increase in their cash wages, or they're going to shut the entire city down. And the city has said, look, we can't afford it, and so that's what they're doing. You know, commuters are stuck in traffic. There's hundreds of thousands of people who haven't been able to get to work today. They have the power to shut down the transit system unless they get their way, and that's what they're using.
Adrian, you know, the show is called Money, and we love for everybody to get as much money as they possibly can, you know, whatever floats your boat. But do they realize that they are trying to get 5% per year from the people who are making maybe a 1% increase per year or less or nothing, who are unemployed? I mean, those are the people who are paying through their taxes for this larger increase for the public transportation workers.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, it's ironic when you consider that the Bay Area has about a 6% on average across the various cities unemployment rate. There's at least, as far as I can calculate, 250,000 unemployed, and that's using the sort of small counting process that the government uses these days, not counting people who've given up. So there's a lot of unemployed people. There's a lot of people who have had that seen their wages stagnate or have had to take jobs that earn less than they had before the recession. And so to go out and say, you know what, we need 15% and we need 15% because we have the power to disrupt people's commutes is pretty
brave. Yeah, I mean, especially when they're demanding it from folks who aren't seeing that pay increase themselves. They want to be paid that
exactly.
By the taxpayers. It's crazy. James, you know, you make the point that they have the power because they can paralyze the transportation system. And it strikes me and our viewers out there that this could happen just watching this example. You know, folks that work in New York on mass transit or in Boston or, you know, many D.C. I mean, there are many cities, Chicago, where people are very dependent on public transportation. Could this happen elsewhere? And where else do they have a lot of leverage?
Well, this did happen in New York a few years back when around Christmas time, one of the most important times of the year for New York retailers, and the transit union went on strike for several days and paralyzed the city and cost, you know, billions of dollars in economic damage. I mean, this is why unions don't belong in government, because in the private sector, if workers at General Motors go on strike, that affects the workers, that affects the firm. But the rest of us, you know, we can buy cars from a different company. But the government has a monopoly on these essential public services, like schools, like mass transit. And so if the unions go on strike down there, it's not just affecting them and the company. It's affecting the entire society.
I mean, Chicago parents couldn't send their kids to school. I can hear union folks out in the audience right now saying that's why we are unionized in this sector, and that's why, thank God, we do have power to do something about this, and maybe we don't have power in other industries, and that's a shame. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're saying, look, we already earn wages well above the average for the region, and we want more, and we certainly wouldn't have that if we didn't have a union. If they had to compete for those jobs, there are lots of people who would take those jobs for a more reasonable salary level than they are asking for. So they're using the fact that they have this monopoly power. They're using the fact that they can hold people over a barrel to get the money out of our pockets and into theirs.
Well, I guess you just have to look at the workers that are, you know, I saw so many interviews with folks today that are traveling 3 hours in each direction, 2 hours, you know, depending on how terrible the traffic is, paying $40 to park when they get there, if they're lucky, basically spending, you know, their whole day's wages trying to get in because of this problem. It's crazy. Gentlemen, thanks to both of you for coming on.
Thank you.
Well, it is D-Day for